Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth Podcast. I'm Anish Gupta.
I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
So if I'm leading this episode, it's probably going to be on someone I like. And this episode is on my homeboy.
The man himself.
Basically, I mean, coming into the year, a lot of people thought Russell Wilson would win the MVP. You know, there was this one guy who was right on a lot of stuff, but he did mess up, and he did say that Carson Wentz would win it, and looking pretty stupid. He's looking pretty stupid right now. You know, obviously he had a lot of injuries, but whatever. I'm here to tell you right now, and us three all agree, there's a new front runner, and it's the guy. It's the guy I had second, I guess, but it's the guy, Patrick, my homeboy. And we're basically here to tell you why he is the front runner. So I'll let you guys start. Obviously, I'll give my thoughts, but I'll let one of you guys go first.
I'll go first. I think you look at these past two wins, and I know Mahomes played the Jets and the Panthers. That's not the best competition, but he's gone 61 of 87, 788 yards, 9 touchdowns, no picks. And he's pretty much led the Chiefs to an 8-1 record. I'd say it's a team effort, but Mahomes, he's done pretty darn well compared to where he was at the beginning of the year. And you know, we came into this week thinking that it was really only two people. It was Mahomes and Wilson. Rodgers was in that discussion too. But, you know, I think Wilson threw two picks. It was just an overall
bad game. Four turnovers.
Yep.
And, you know, I think now it's just impossible to justify him being ahead of Mahomes on the MVP ladder at this point. And maybe even, like, just overall, I'd still put Mahomes at one. And, you know, it's so crazy to me because Mahomes threw he threw over 370, 4 touchdowns, no picks. This wasn't even a top 5 game for him. You know, most QBs, like, this would be a career performance for them. But, you know, for Mahomes, it's just a week 9 win. And if I'm a Chiefs fan, I got to be, like, having the biggest grin on my face right now. Because you go from Matt Castle.
I'm not even a Chiefs fan and I'm smiling.
You go from Matt Castle to a guy who's hands down the best QB in the league. It's just – and Jack, the Jets, maybe they'll get there. But, you know, the lows just make the highs even sweeter. And that's something I had to learn as a Niner fan last year.
We went to the Super Bowl. Wow.
Yes. Wow.
And welcome back to reality, Shrikar.
We did horrible the year before. Okay. Am I wrong in saying that? I'm not. No. It's just, I think for the Chiefs, you got him in KC for a long time. And I don't know how many times we can state this, but he's the future. He's my homeboy.
He's the present.
No, I don't want you to ever use that nickname.
Don't get it twisted. Mahomes isn't only your guy. Keep in mind that last year at this time, you still had Russell Wilson at that one. You were lagging behind us.
Yep.
And it took you till after last Super Bowl to put him at one.
Yep. So, I stand by that.
Just don't get it twisted. But I think Mahomes' season so far has just gone under the radar, to be completely honest, because the Chiefs are dominating really in all facets. Their defense, their special teams, but also their running game, which is something that's been picking up this year. And it's just allowing Mahomes to fly under the radar, really, because up until after this last performance, no one was talking about Mahomes for MVP. And Mahomes has been talked about a lot less this year because, simply put, they can run the ball now and their defense is, you know, sticking with where it was last year. And Mahomes is sitting at 25 touchdowns and one interception. Let that sink in. Through 9 weeks, 25 touchdowns to one interception and one loss, which was, you know, they could very easily be 9-0 if not for a quick loss to the Raiders. And so a quarterback that's 9-0, 25-1 touchdown interception ratio through 9 weeks, you'd think that was a stellar season. It's really been flying under the radar.
And under the radar in Mahomes, that's just not something you see.
It doesn't make very much sense.
So, obviously last year, in fact, actually 2 years ago before we, you know, did this thing, there was, you know, no talk of the podcast whatsoever. I came on the record and said Mahomes was overrated coming into 2018. I was one of those guys. I'll admit. And throughout the 2019 season, I said, hold on. He can't be the face of the NFL without a ring. It wasn't a knock on his talent. It wasn't a knock on his character. It wasn't a knock on his play. It's just, for me, in order to represent the NFL, you have to have some hardware. And I don't care if it's a regular season award. That Super Bowl, I've said it 100 times, that ever since that 3rd and 15 play, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. Coming into the game, I said if Patrick Mahomes doesn't win the Super Bowl and he plays bad, I don't want to see him ever be number one on anyone's list coming into 2020. And it was looking like that, right? 100 yards, two picks going into the fourth quarter. But then that Mahomes boy magic, third and 15, the wasp play. He calls it on his own. He knows where the safety is going. Again, I've broken down the play about five times on this podcast. Obviously, Shrikar is probably hurting when I describe it. But he won the game. He made the plays necessary to win it. And he won Super Bowl MVP fair and square. I don't want to hear anyone say it should have been Damian Williams. It's Patrick Mahomes, no question for me. I think the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. A lot of people think the Niners lost it. I'm a full believer that the Chiefs won it. Coming into this year, I told you guys, he's not going to be asked to do the things that you would think, right? So that's why I had a weird take where I thought he wouldn't lead the league in touchdown passes, even though he is the most talented quarterback and probably would have. I thought he wouldn't have been asked to do that. And obviously coming in, right, 211 yards, three touchdowns. He had 16 play drive against the Texans. Obviously that game feels just like yesterday. I mean, honestly, we were just talking about it and now we're already in week 10. But he is literally becoming more efficient. We're seeing another level to his game. And I'm sure I'm going to break this down. Obviously, you've seen the QB Whisperer series. I'll probably break him down later. But he is learning the game as he progresses. He clearly told people that he just figured out how to read defenses midway through 2018. Midway through 2018 was he learning this. This dude is on another level, and I will say it right now. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest talent I have ever seen. And I've watched football for a long time, for about 9 years. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest talent I've ever seen, hands down. That's not saying he's the greatest. It's not saying he's the best. But in terms of talent, I've never seen anything greater. And for him to do what he's doing and not people not giving recognition for it, I think is just absurd. Because there have been times where they're down. 17-9 at LA. I don't care if it's a Chargers team that finds ways to lose. It's a divisional game. It's no joke. And he throws a 54-yard bomb on the run, a perfect pass to Tyreek Hill. And somehow when it's third and 20, he runs for 22 yards and gets a first down. He makes the plays that this dude makes, and it's all over the field. It's unbelievable. And the fact is he's obviously he's led the league in touchdowns before. He's got a regular season MVP. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. The accolades are going to keep coming for this dude. And like, for example, he leads the league in average yards per attempt. He's still leading the league in statistical categories. And I find it extremely disrespectful that he is not top three ranked by PFF. I find that extremely disrespectful.
Well, I don't think that's disrespect. They've obviously got a formula, but that just goes to show you, like, when people use these advanced stats, PFF grades, take it with a grain of salt, because you can't tell me that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been a top three quarterback this season. So grades or anything,
Remember, I was on the record saying he is the best quarterback in the NFL, and it's proving right. It's not close. And I know Jack believes everything's close in the NFL, but for me, there are some things where it isn't. For example, Aaron Donald being the best defensive player, I don't think it's close. Patrick Mahomes being the best offensive player / quarterback, I don't think it's close. People tell me, you know, Russell Wilson's doing this with the battle line, doing this, you know, with things that are great. I'm not saying Russell Wilson's bad. Again, these guys had to try and convince me last year that Mahomes was better. Or at least should be the face of the NFL. I was under the impression Russell Wilson is a great quarterback, but again, we've seen it. He's just there's always something with each quarterback when you try and compare it to Mahomes, right? With Aaron Rodgers, can you do it? There are some games where he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't stand up to the competition, right? Like Mahomes has been consistently great. Russell Wilson, same thing, the turnover battle. This is actually a little bit concerning. Russell Wilson has never his highest interception total is 11. He has 8 already. And his offensive line has honestly been playing better than recent years. It's been a top 15 to 18 unit. So turnover issue, I didn't expect this from Russell Wilson.
When you let him cook. I mean, eventually you're going to cut yourself.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I was very shocked when, you know, people were asking for this. Why? Why go against something that's been working for you for the last, 5-6 years? I mean, they've always been a top three running team. I thought they should have stuck by it. I thought they should give it to Chris Carson maybe 25 times a game, Travis Homer maybe 8 times. I think they still have Rashad Penny, give it to him, and Carlos Hyde. They still got those guys there, right? I'm very shocked that they switched it up. I mean, yes, it's been great for DK Metcalf. It's been great for Tyler Lockett. And you know what? Fine. They're, I believe, 6-2 in the process. But when the game slows down, I don't know if they can keep this up. Because against the Packers, it didn't really work out for them. It worked well against Philly because they were playing a quarterback who was a high school coach 2 years ago. But obviously, enough about Russell Wilson. Patrick Mahomes needs to be, there needs to be, I can't believe I'm saying this, there has to be more respect on his name. I mean, like, you know, and sorry to ramble on, guys, but there's another comparison I want to make, which is Peyton Manning during the 2000s. This dude, Peyton Manning, won 4 MVPs in a decade, right? That's very hard to do. It was just, it wasn't even that he, you know, was the greatest or, you know, an iconic figure. It was just in the regular season, he always got it done and he always led his team to victories. And he was just a different player on the field. Like, he was an offensive coordinator on the field. For Patrick Mahomes, it's just his talent. It's not his IQ. I mean, obviously he has great IQ, but it's just, you know, this God-given talent with his arm, the plays that he makes. It's the iconic plays that stick in people's minds, right? And I know people think, oh, if Matthew, you know, when Matthew Stafford did that sidearm, oh, if it was Patrick Mahomes, it would be all over. Yes, it would be all over because he does it day in and day out. So I wouldn't be surprised if he won a second MVP in 3 years starting. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins another MVP in his fourth year. So I think this whole notion that it, even that I said that it has to be a come up story, we haven't seen that this year. So unless, I mean, if Justin Herbert had like won 6 games in a row, okay, maybe fine. Okay. But other than that, I think Patrick, it's his to lose right now.
And I think what really sticks out to me about Mahomes' game, this guy can throw like 45 times in a game, and it's not just dump offs either. And he'll still be able to protect the football. That is incredibly difficult for any quarterback to do. And, you know, you combine that with his touch, his arm strength, and it's just a lethal combo. Dare I say he's the perfect quarterback in terms of like an archetype, but I won't go that far.
Well, I mean, you'd love to give him legs like Lamar, but.
Yeah, but.
I mean, he doesn't, but he doesn't, I don't think he needs them.
No, I don't either.
Like, I don't think.
And he's still got legs. Like he
does.
I think he has, what, like 2 rushing touchdowns to his name this year?
I think so, but like, he doesn't.
That's,
like,
that's just another thing to add on.
Yeah. And you can't judge a quarterback on running just because they run for yards. I mean, you've got to run to get out of the pocket to throw on the run. You've got to have some mobility. And Mahomes has got that. I mean,
oh my God. He out of the pocket is amazing. I want to hold on. I want to knock on wood on this, but he has no fumbles, too. 1 total turnover the entire year. That has to go. Like, I think with Nick Foles, I don't know if Brady broke it. I have to look back. I'm sorry for messing this up, but I know the interception to touchdown ratio is either Nick Foles 27-2 or Brady might have broken it and it was 28-2. I believe he had some fumbles that year. And also the fact that he has 25 touchdowns already, right? And it's, I want to bring up one more play too. It was a 3rd and 2 or 3rd and 4 against Carolina. Patrick Mahomes rolls right. He has a clear shot at the first down. If it's any other quarterback, I'm telling them run it and take it. I don't know how he found this, but I believe it was Travis Kelce right there standing. And he finds him, throws a perfect pass sideline to basically around half the field. And it was just a perfect pass and he got an extra 10 yards. I don't trust anyone with that. But with Patrick Mahomes, I think just, you know, for me, I hate giving my analysis away, but, you know, there's always that play, right, that you think of. I don't know if you guys, like, if you guys want to give a specific play before I go, but do you think there was ever a time of play that Patrick Mahomes did that you guys were like, wow?
I think for him, it's hard to pick one play because his amazing plays are every play. I mean, the fact that he's able to do this, break every huddle and make a play like that, that he makes the extraordinary look ordinary because he does it so often. And so it's hard to pick one play, but just his relentless, just amazing play is that's what sticks out to me.
Yeah. As I said earlier, it's like, he's a human highlight reel. Mahomes is his own standard in the NFL. So it's like, I can name you, I think the first like big highlight, like I saw from Mahomes was that play against the Colts where he kept like running back. And then he somehow makes something out of nothing, throws to the end zone, it's a touchdown. And I think that right there, he could do it like 100% of the time. It's not something where it's just like a fluke or something. This is a consistent play for Mahomes. So as Jack said, making the extraordinary ordinary, and you know he can pull this off. And really, I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up winning MVP. That would be an insane resume. Are you kidding me? He has 2 MVPs. He's got...
Not at all.
I think it's nuts, man. Yeah.
And keep in mind his pass rating, I believe, has been 107, over 107 all 3 years. But the play for me, at least, was against the Broncos week four in 2018, right? I watched that game end to end with the impression of saying, okay, I was right. Mahomes is going to lose this game. And I was going to be like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe we got to slow the brakes on him because he was 3-0 at the time. Third and four, he rolls out to his right or left. Von Miller's about to tackle him and he throws with his left hand. Yeah. And gets the first down. That's where I was like, okay, this dude is different. That's where I was like, okay, fine. I will slow down my hate on this guy. And now I'm the guy always yelling Mahomes boy. I'm the guy who says, you know, it's not close, all this. But yeah, I just wanted to shout that out because this guy is doing he's doing plays like that every game. It's just not as it's not seen as much. And the Chiefs, Jack, I hope you're finally ready to admit it. I think they are better suited for the next 5 years. And again, it's because of this guy. He makes them that much greater. It's not even because, you know, Lamar Jackson. I told you, I can't bank on his progression because I've never seen a guy like Patrick Mahomes in the NFL yet. I mean, the closest thing you can say is Aaron Rodgers, but never, I mean, like, I've never seen this.
Would you say that Aaron Rodgers completely changed the game of football and changed the quarterback position?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. And
Mahomes has.
How would you say he has?
I mean, you just talk before Mahomes, before Lamar, like the quarterbacks weren't that flashy. Quarterbacks, they weren't transcendent position. They weren't, you know, flashy. They didn't steal all the highlights. There were running back jukes. There were hurdles. There were interceptions. You didn't see quarterbacks throw the ball without looking or throw left-handed. You didn't see him with all these flashy plays and run for 50-yard touchdowns. And that didn't happen. Mahomes has changed football, and I think he's changed the quarterback position.
I think he's changed it in a different way. And maybe to wrap this up a little bit, but I think he's changed it in the sense that there is now a way for quarterbacks to come in and start right away and go crazy. Like, I told you, like, Josh Allen's following that trajectory, right? It's a steady progression going up, right? Year one, okay, get your feet wet. Not a good year, but okay. Year two, get a little bit better, win some games. Year three is where you take a bigger leap, and year four is where you hit that peak. And that's, you know, Peyton Manning did it. Tom Brady did it. Obviously, two of the greatest quarterbacks we've seen. But these guys are coming in out of nowhere and just going, you know, insane. And it shows that X factor. It shows that X factor, the talent of quarterbacks. And that's where I'll agree with you, Jack. I think the talent is now showing out, and it's become more of a talent game than an IQ game. And there's a difference. I think Patrick Mahomes' IQ is – it's no knock on Lamar Jackson. I just think Patrick Mahomes has a better football IQ, and you're seeing it in his throwing ability. Mm-hmm. And you know what? With I think all what all three of us have said, I think this guy should be the front runner right now. It's no knock.
He is
knock.
The front runner. It's not that he should be. He is the front runner.
He is. And Russell Wilson, I mean, he can catch up. They're definitely a guy. Maybe Dalvin Cook. I've had my friend Devin tell me about that. I mean, if he can get this team to the playoffs, who knows? But I think right now, Patrick Mahomes is the front runner. And again, to kind of wrap this episode up, this was a lot of fun to make, especially for me as a Mahomes boy guy. But, I mean, follow all our socials down below. We'll have definitely more content on other quarterbacks, weekly picks. Obviously, maybe if you want, we'll talk about different teams. So if your favorite team comes up, be sure to watch that. Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify, Instagram, all down below. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.